Are you trusting God in your giving? Hey, this is Ryan Paul standing in for Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Most of us are unable to give unless we make strategic sacrifices. It provides margin, enabling us to share with others. God wants to spare us the sorrow that can accompany worldly wealth. He does that by asking us to trust Him enough to give part of it away. He wants us to let go of it. God has blessed us beyond measure. It comes with a risk that we might fall in love with the blessings and forget the one who blessed us. To minimize that, God designed an economy that functions differently from the world. It's based on sharing, not hoarding and not squandering. It's vital that we learn to be generous with others to avoid the dangers of trusting in our possessions. As we advance God's kingdom by practical means, we experience true riches through giving. Scripture instructs us to honor the Lord with our wealth, with the first fruits of all our crops. By giving to Him first, we trust Him to provide. In Acts 20, Paul asked the elders of the church in Ephesus to come to him. He told them several things, including the following. These hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus who said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Can you trust Him? Giving might be the first practical step in learning to trust in the Lord's provision. And if you're struggling to make ends meet, check out our budget coaching program. It can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click on the Get Help Now tab. And if you'd like to become a volunteer budget coach, you can start today at crown.org. That's crown.org.